Once upon a time, in a bustling department store, there lived a small teddy bear named Corduroy. He had soft brown fur, shiny black eyes, and wore green corduroy overalls. His favorite feature was the two straps on his overalls, but one of them was missing its button. Corduroy didn't mind much, but he often wondered why he wasn't taken home like the other toys. One day, a little girl named Lisa came into the store with her mother. As Lisa wandered through the toy section, her eyes lit up when she saw Corduroy. She picked him up, hugging him tightly. "Oh, Mommy, look! He's perfect," she exclaimed. But Lisa's mother frowned. "Not today, dear. Besides, look, he's missing a button. Let's find a bear that's in better condition." Lisa reluctantly set Corduroy back on the shelf. Lisa gave Corduroy a hopeful glance before leaving. As the store quieted for the night, Corduroy felt a deep longing. "I didn't know I was missing a button," he thought to himself. "I must find one so someone will love me." That night, Corduroy climbed down from the shelf to search for his missing button. He waddled through the vast aisles, marveling at all the wonders of the department store. He passed shimmering lamps, stacks of colorful pillows, and rows of furniture. Eventually, Corduroy found himself in the bedding department. "This must be a palace," he thought, gazing at the majestic beds. On one of the mattresses, he spotted a small button gleaming in the moonlight. "This will be perfect," he exclaimed. Corduroy tugged and pulled, trying to free the button, but it wouldn't budge. Suddenly, he lost his balance and tumbled to the floor with a soft thud, knocking over a lamp in the process. The noise echoed through the quiet store. The night watchman, hearing the commotion, came to investigate. He found Corduroy lying on the floor and gently placed him back on his shelf. "You little rascal," the watchman chuckled. "What are you doing wandering around?" The next morning, Lisa returned to the store with her allowance in hand. She rushed to the toy section and picked up Corduroy. "I've been saving for weeks," she told the salesperson. "I want to take him home." The salesperson smiled and placed Corduroy in a small box. Lisa carried him home and, with her mother's help, sewed a shiny new button onto his overalls. "There," she said proudly. "Now you're perfect." Corduroy felt a warmth he'd never known before. As Lisa hugged him tightly, he realized he didn't need to be perfect to be loved. From that day on, Corduroy and Lisa were inseparable. Whether playing in the park, reading bedtime stories, or simply snuggling, Corduroy felt cherished. He learned that love isn't about being flawless, it's about being accepted just as you are.